Fishing.
You are. All right. So let's call this meeting to order at 5:58. Apologies for the late start. You want to do a roll call?
Sure. Legislator Berkey?
Here.
Legislator DeLon?
Here.
Legislator Lapp?
Present.
Legislator Litz?
Here.
Legislator Mayo? Legislator Rodriguez?
Present.
Chairman Maloney.
Chairman Maloney is not here. All righty. So, all righty. All right, let's go through. Let's actually just do the approval of the minutes from December 7th and December 20th. Have you gotten the chance to all read them?
Mm-hmm.
They were emailed to you.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
And you got that, Lapp and Berkey?
Mm-hmm.
All right, great. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried. Great. All right, we have before us resolutions. Resolution 18, designating the Ulster County Department of Tourism as the official tourism promotion agency. Do I have a motion?
Move.
Moved by Lapp. Second.
Second.
Seconded by Berkey. this is a resolution that we've done. I nudge. We do every year, and it's
It's a requirement.
By the state. It's a requirement.
I love New York.
Rick is in the other room if you wanted him as well.
Do we have any questions
there
for Rick?
And
or
there
no?
are there are oh no, but I mean there are counties that, for example, have their agencies external to their government and as a service.
Sure. I mean, Dutchess County, for example, has traditionally done that for years, and I think maybe in-house again. But, yeah,
right.
No, it does happen sometimes where there are external agencies.
Right.
One thing to always remember, we put a max amount. So if you look at the first resolved, we're probably not going to get, you know, as much as we ask for, as much as we put in, but it's literally a thing where we do have to match whatever they give us. If memory serves, I believe it's a 50% match.
Right.
So let's say they gave us... Let's say they gave us $300,000. We'd be obligated to put in $150,000. So then that $68,000 on the bottom there would increase another $90,000. So just keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
But do we feel that we need Rick here right now or no?
To stand up for being the tourism agency again?
Yeah.
No.
All right.
I asked
the question. All right. In that case then, it's been moved. It's been seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Great. Resolution 20, confirming appointment of Carolyn Hargrove as Director of Department of Transportation.
So I'm just questioning whether we got her resume or not.
Before we do that, can I get a motion?
I'm sorry. A motion to discuss?
Yes.
Sorry.
I didn't see her resume.
Moved
in
by
package.
Berkey, moved by, second by Lapp. Yes, in fact, actually, that's one thing I actually called up earlier today about. I will say Carolyn Hargrove started in that department, I think, at 19.
Fantastic.
And was a bus driver. I've already said to the executive side, I said, we're not going to, I'm okay with moving it for tonight to move to advance it forward, but that we do need to have a resume on file this week.
Right.
So, meaning, like, I want to see something tomorrow or the next day or whatever.
I think it's just a matter of practice.
Actually, and I support that 100%, regardless of whether it's
mm-hmm.
any, you know.
And it's nice to see someone who moved up through the ranks.
And that's one of the things I will say with Carol. If you guys do not know her, I would actually advocate, I'd tell you to go and spend time with her.
I think I've met her under Cynthia.
You probably did.
Yeah.
I mean, she did operations and was actually often, she was the person who'd be checking on, you know, where the buses actually physically actually were,
right,
you know, at various
was,
points. She
yep.
actually was instrumental when we actually put GPS into the buses, and
mm-hmm.
she really is a fantastic person. So it's been moved by Berkey and seconded by Lapp.
Mm-hmm.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
I'm sorry, did you, when I stepped out for a quick second, did you do 19 as well?
Yeah.
Yes.
You did? Okay. I'm sorry. Didn't hear that one.
No, it's okay. No. It's not a problem.
There.
So. Hold on 1 second. Here's one of the things, by the way, and one thing. We actually discussed 19.
19 with 18?
With 18.
Okay.
At this time, just to make sure that we're...
Yes, please.
I'm glad you brought that up, because we did blend our conversations together. If I may, just for the sake of continuity, a motion just to block 18 and 19 together, that our votes reflected on both.
So moved.
Moved and seconded.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All those in favor of that?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Great. All right. That should cover us for formality. No, we blended our conversations.
I wasn't sure if I missed it.
No, good call.
Okay.
So where's Dennis?
He's over there. Let's go grab him.
Okay.
Wow. While we are waiting on Dennis, I'm actually, if you don't mind, can we move Resolution 48? Can we move forward to Resolution 48? It's authorizing the chair of the legislature to call a public hearing required under Article 25AA of Ag and Markets. Yes. You even
You're
know
passed.
It.
Thanks, guys.
You're good.
All right.
We'll talk later.
Okay.
Although, actually,
oh, no,
actually,
no, wait,
actually,
Rick,
actually,
Rick,
actually, one thing.
You're fired.
No. Actually, before you go, yes. Actually, hold on 1/2 second. Can I get a motion on 48?
I moved it.
Moved by Mr. Litz. All right, Litz and...
No, you guys are in there.
I think the law. Let the law.
Oh, God bless you. I never said that before.
That's okay.
He wants the farm. All right.
Are the ag? I mean, they're just calling a hearing, so we're not seeing the ag districts
yes.
that are
yeah,
being
not
proposed yet.
Exactly. So, and actually, one of the members of the committee is Mr. Litz. So.
Right. Okay.
So Herb.
No, I'm not. No. Jim is.
Maloney. I saw on the official listing for appointments,
just
Mr. Litz, as a farmer.
Well, that'd be nice to know.
Yeah. Put a patch.
We haven't seen.
Mary, can you make sure you go double check on the appointments? Because, well, no, not yet.
Not right now.
Regardless, though.
Happy to serve.
Well, we're going to make sure about that. Can you double check that? Make a note to double check that before we leave.
Sure.
All right, so all those in favor of Resolution 48?
Aye.
Saying aye. Any opposed? Great. We already voted on I Love New York, but is there anything from tourism that you'd like to report back to us or let us know what's going on?
Yes, very happy to announce for the 7th straight year, our travel guide got a great award, Service Industry Award National, for a 2016-17 travel guide. So that's nice.
Oh.
And we're moving forward with both agencies, Cubic and Luminary. And everything's in the planning stages and going forward in 2017, so everything's good.
Okay. Right. And Cubic, I mean, you feel comfortable with that they are harmonizing as much as possible the various sort of groups that are doing promotions? One of the things that we discussed the last time when they showed up was that we all know that EDA is doing stuff, your agency is doing stuff, that there's sort of just multiple...
Yeah, I think they're cognizant of the brand that we have and try to assimilate it in with USITA and the whole thing, yeah.
I mean, are there conversations that, I mean, like, for example, is Suzanne and you and on the phone with them, or?
Actually, to be honest with you, tomorrow is the first big conference call
okay.
we've had with them.
Okay.
So, but we're definitely going to have conversations between Suzanne and her office and our office, definitely.
I'll ask you next time.
Okay.
All right. Does anybody else have anything else for Rick? No?
Thanks. Appreciate right. it, guys.
You,
have a good one.
All right. Dennis, you're up. We are on, just so you know, Resolution 34, which is Buckhurst and Fish,
yep.
Department of Planning.
Jacquemart.
Is it Jacquemart?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Jacquemart?
This is a proposal for a contract that would do a corridor study in Route 9W from... Town of Lloyd, start being the Town of Lloyd by Blue Point Road all the way down to the hamlet. It is funded through the Ulster County Transportation Council, and it was part of a RFP process, and Buckhurst, Jacquemart, and Fish were chosen. They just also happened to be, I think, the cheapest proposal. We didn't know that. It's a qualifications-based. We didn't know until after we made the recommendation. So we've negotiated a contract with them. It's a fairly significant contract that they're going to actually do individual property access management for the entire corridor, and they're working with the town consultant on comprehensive plan work, so it's engaging with the town too in a comprehensive plan work.
Yeah, this one's for almost 100,000, right?
94 and change, 99, almost 95.
94. So almost 100,000.
Almost 100,000, okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no. The question I had is, I remember the Marlboro Hamlet area transportation plan, and I was just wondering if you could explain to the group how this picks up from that, how it differs, what it's doing, what more it's doing.
Yeah, we did a study of the Marlboro Hamlet because there's about 30,000 cars a day that go through the Marlboro Hamlet. So we took a look at the Western Avenue or intersection. There's a couple intersections down there that are pretty bad. And we took a look at the various alternatives that were available to them. We had two acceptable proposals. The problem right now is finding the federal money for this. State DOT actually likes some of those proposals. So what we ended up doing is they actually put in an application from commissioner's discretionary funds that wasn't awarded. This picks up north of that. It actually extends a little bit into it, but it picks up north of that and it runs the Route 9W all the way up through. One of the reasons we chose to do that is A, it was requested by the town. B, is we have a very strange section of Route 9W through there because it runs from two lanes to four lanes to two lanes to four lanes. So this will look at those changes in those lane configurations down there. We think there's maybe an opportunity for something called a road diet in those areas. We actually shrink the lanes down and provide additional shoulders and turning lanes instead of the four lanes.
You heard that term before.
Yeah.
A road diet.
Terms in this room.
And then we also are looking at this because of the fact that there is a comprehensive plan ongoing in the town of Marlboro, and we'll interface with that comprehensive plan. And what we are hoping that happens with respect to this is out of this comes an access management plan for the entire corridor. And Marlboro seems to indicate that they're willing to, if we give them a detailed access management plan, they're willing to actually put it in their zoning statute. So there'll actually be access points established for individual properties along the corridor as part of the zoning statute.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. Does the county have a comprehensive plan?
Yes, we do. It's in pieces.
We wrote two parts of that. Remember?
I know. It's just that it's never officially done. It's a whole thing.
So this will also study the access for the proposed...
Right, and that's why we went up there. And part of that section up through there is something called a HAL. It's a high accident location, and there's pills, howls, and a few other things. But anyway, part of that area is out there, and that's the other reason we wanted to move up into the town of Lloyd. We have an advisory committee established in the town of Marlboro, and we've asked the town of Lloyd to recommend members to participate in the advisory committee. We haven't gotten anything back yet from the town of Lloyd.
Can we contact the supervisor?
We did. Okay, that's where we reached out to.
Yeah, I was just wondering, in the scope it talks about what might happen for future traffic increases, what could they possibly do if future, given the limitations?
We don't really think that there's an issue here with respect to the segments. We think the issues are at the intersections. So one of the things is to protect the protect the capacity at the intersections.
Okay.
So just for formality's sake, I need someone to move this.
I'll move it.
Moved by Ms. Berkey. Second. Second by Mr. Lapp. All right. Any further questions for Dennis?
What's the time frame?
18 months. We start probably a kickoff meeting in mid-March, we hope.
Oh, I do have one more question. So you're saying that there will be funding for it once the plan is done?
We think there are a lot of low-hanging fruit here in this, and so we hope that what will end up happening is that 9W is going to go through some repaving options. So we've talked to the state about the repaving options, and you may end up just with striping changes in some of this area.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I'm just to fill the group in. We had a study for Saugerties and for Marlboro, and, there was... Never really any opportunity to implement them.
Sometimes you get something done with the app.
Yeah.
All right. That said, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carries. All right. Dennis, I believe your deputy is...
Well, let me go get Chris.
Hold on. Sorry for being a bit jarring. He's probably still over in...
No, he's through his resolution.
He's done with Ways and Means.
I'm pretty sure.
Why don't you ask
let me go get him.
Over.
You're talking about the bond?
Yes.
You did. Okay.
You're talking about the bond for...
No, it's the resolution and then the bond. All right. So that gets us through Resolution 34. So resolutions 42 and 43 are with Sylvia, who's over in Ways and Means. We're going to hold off until her last. We did resolution 48 already, which is Ag and Markets. And I'm going to skip ahead to resolution 52 for Mr. White.
perfect timing.
All right. So actually, before we begin, will someone move this?
Move it.
Mr. Lawn?
Yeah.
Seconded by Mr. Lapp?
Yeah.
All right. Please.
We're looking to increase the amount for right-of-way acquisition for the Hudson Valley Rail Trail. That's the rail trail extension from New Paltz Road to South Street. We've gotten approval of our design from the New York State DOT, which is providing the federal funding is coming through. What we did since we came to you in November, we came back for additional design costs. We're coming back now because we actually got appraised values of the properties that we're going to be acquiring. We need to raise the amount about at $36,715, and we're doing really well on right-of-way. We're with three of the four property owners, I think we're moving towards a final agreement. We've made a lot of adjustments to accommodate concerns. There was one property owner who wanted more trees to buffer his property, and so we actually took away one of the parcels that we were going to acquire. On another, we had the other guy who came to your public hearing last year who talked about a right to go across the trail at the eastern edge so that he didn't get bottled up on his land, and we've worked that out as well. So three of the four look really good. One of them, I'm not sure how it's going to work out because I got two brothers, one of whom wants to sell and the other whom doesn't want to sell. And the father, who is the third owner, passed away 6 weeks ago. So I've kind of left them alone out of respect for the family for now, but I think we're moving forward in a good way. We have had some cost overruns on the project, so we're about $77,000 over the original budget. But as I think I told you back in November, I've got $50,000 coming from Assemblyman Scartados, and I'm working with the Dormitory Authority to codify that. So we're backfilling what we can on that.
Okay. So.
And we're moving towards what I'm hoping is an October start to construction. So I hope to come back to you in summer with actual bids for the construction of this and the approval of the contract for both construction and construction inspection.
What's our ETA on having everything bottled or, you know, buttoned up on the acquisition front?
April or May. So we're going back and forth with some revisions on maps. We have offers out to them with the appraised value. This amount that we're increasing is that amount, plus I put in a 10% contingency. Because in some, like with one of the owners, they were like, well, we think it's worth more, and we have the ability to do an administrative settlement to avoid, getting into a battle with them.
Okay.
So I'm hoping, you know, we can close on these by April or May.
Okay.
And then I need one, Herb may know this, I need one easement from the town of Lloyd. There's about 300 feet at the east end, and we're doing the title work on that, and I'll also be coming back to you in a couple months with a proposed easement agreement with the town of Lloyd.
I don't think there'll be a problem. The town really wants this project.
Yeah. So.
All right, does anybody have any further questions for Mr. White? Okay.
Thanks.
So that remaining 25,000, give or take, that 27,000?
Yes.
So that may be real cost to the county at that point?
Yeah, that's real cost, but in the context of a $2 million project, it's not bad. And some of the things that we've done, I think, are going to reduce the construction costs. So we'll see what that comes in at. You know, I'll tell you, I'm honest about overruns. I don't like them. I go looking for other money, so I'll...
All right.
I'll keep you up to date.
We're just going to take that copier.
I'll move it.
Just right. Don't take the phone.
We did. We moved it right.
Okay. Do we vote?
We have not yet.
No.
We're about to go do that. So, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, great.
Thanks.
All right, thank you, Mr. White. So.
We got there's a clerical error on page two that
yeah.
You guys
hold on.
Got.
Yeah, I fixed that. Yep.
Okay.
Fixed that.
Mm-hmm. My error, not
you're
your
good.
People's error.
Okay.
It was just a number error.
All right, Sylvia, we're going to backtrack everybody to resolutions 42 and 43. 42 is approving execution of a contract $50,000 to the county, Newcastle Communications. And 43 is going to be Continuum Systems.
Do you need me?
Do you want to block?
We do not. We do not need either of you unless you feel like staying.
Do you
as much as I enjoy all of you. Thank you.
Not yet.
Take care.
Did you want to block these or?
No, actually, I'm going to want, because I think there were some questions that were in Ways and Means that may carry over to this committee that I had. So
I will move.
42?
42.
All right, is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Lennon. All right, Sylvia, please.
Which one first?
We'll start with Newcastle. We'll do them in order.
Okay. The question that I got in Ways and Means was, on page 22, appendix C, it's talking about maintenance for licensing, software support and maintenance for licensing. And the question was, you know, if I add up all these numbers, I've got over 2,000 phones, but we don't have that many people. So I was explaining the differences between these licenses. The first 1,208 SALs are station access licenses, and these SALs represent the phones, any phone that's a physical phone on the desk with a telephone line to it.
Do they have to have a separate one for servers too?
No. Oh, well, actually, not an SAL, the TAL. The second one, trunk, is called the trunk access line, and that connects your servers out to the external phone lines. So that's what they are, and these give you 600 concurrent lines. The STLs are station licenses, and they're phone lines that don't have a physical phone attached to them. So that is like if a admin person has multiple line appearances on their phone, that will take a station license, and that's a lot cheaper than getting a regular license with a phone attached. And then the last one, the SRLs are licenses that you can put on your smartphones that allow you to swap back and forth from using your smartphone on the county network or on the cellular network.
Okay, so the 1208 represents pretty much every direct line of every person with a phone in the county, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because remember, we've got, what, 1,600, 1,700 people? I always forget the exact number. We'll say 1,700.
Mm-hmm.
Right? All right. So there's 1,208 direct phone lines. The 683 are, remind me again.
The trunk.
Those are the trunks, which is, all right, so, and that's what allows.
That's what allows the telephone lines when they transfer over our network and hit a server and then go out to the outside world.
Yeah. The 126 is basically the dual lines, which basically just gets into people like yourself, who basically actually have two lines, but they all ring to one phone,
mm-hmm.
right? And what are the four again?
We bought four just to try them out. It's a feature that you can have your smartphone also connected
all right,
to your
that's
phone.
The last part. All right, that part. All right. I'm assuming Ways and Means move this forward.
They did, yes.
Does anybody else have any other questions for Sylvia about this? Okay. All right. In that case, then, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, Carrie. All right, Resolution 43. This is for electronic records management and retention software. Someone want to move it?
Move
it by Mr. Lapp, seconded by Mr. Litz. All right, so Sylvia, this is 100% county, although a lot of your stuff is 100% county.
Yeah, mostly,
so,
yeah.
Which is why...
I get scrutinized.
Yeah.
Understood.
So, what can you tell me about this?
This is the, it's a method for storing electronic documents or scanned images that we have a central repository to now store documents electronically instead of keeping files full of papers. And the documents are organized in the repository by different indexes, so you can look things up, for example, like a invoice, you can look up by vendor, you can look it up by the invoice number, contract, you can look up by contract number. So several departments are using this. The biggest one is finance. It's integrated with the Logos financial system, so that when you're looking at a transaction, like if you're paying an invoice, you double click on the invoice number and it retrieves and pops up the image of the invoice on your screen. Well, same with contracts and...
All right, so I guess my... So finance, you're saying, is the one that basically is the one chiefly using this? I'm just trying to figure out why.
More people are using that. The more people are using that application, but we also have it in... the DPW uses it for building plans and maps. Self-insurance uses it for workers' comp claims.
Okay.
So it's spreading around the, you know, the county. I think that they just put tax rolls on it.
Okay, they just started with finance first, is what you're saying.
Yes.
That's different than, all right, that's different than finance is the one mostly using it. That's what I was saying.
Well, I meant most of the people in the county are using the finance version.
I understand, but what she said was different.
Okay.
Okay, got it. It's been moved and seconded. Are there any further questions for Sylvia on this? All right, we're all good. We're all done. Nod our heads. Okay. all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Sylvia, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
And hopefully we're not too much of an inconvenience.
No.
Okay. All right.
I look forward.
That's the first time that that's ever been said.
What did she say?
She said she looks forward to it. I said, All right. So we're going to go, we'll get back somewhat back on track here. So resolution 47, authorizing the chairman of the legislature to call public hearings to satisfy the public participation requirements for the Community Development Block Grant Program, CDBG, Department of Planning. Is it moved?
Moved.
Moved by Mr. Litz. Is there a second? I'm sorry, moved by Mr. Lapp. Seconded by Mr. Litz. Dennis?
This resolution essentially performs the public participation requirements for the Community Development Block Grant Funds. One has to do with the public participation requirements for any applications that we may submit. We have not seen a funding round announced yet by the state, so we don't know what's going to be announced or what's going to be eligible. Typically, they just announce housing grants and housing rehabilitation grants. The other part of this resolution allows us to call the public hearings associated with our existing funding that is out there. We required as a grant recipient to hold a second public hearing during the course of the implementation of the projects that we have been funded for. We currently have two that are funded. One is for $750,000 and the other one's for $500,000. So we really need to have this public hearing relative to those. Otherwise, we're in breach of our contract relative with the state.
Okay. I spoke with the executive before this meeting, just with regards to the conversations that we've had from last year, as well as, of course, my comments on the floor, in which I basically said that I don't plan on voting for anything until we actually have a committee established, and I'm just planning on doing that. So at this point, I'm going to call for the vote, unless anybody has any additional questions for Dennis. Okay. All those in favor?
All right.
I'm opposed.
I'm opposed.
You're opposed, and you're recusing yourself.
I have to recuse.
And will you please explain for the recusal, for the record?
I've worked on a contract with LEFCO, so I consider them to be a client.
Okay. All right, so by the vote of 2-2-1, that fails. All right, thank you, Dennis.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Lauren, resolution 49, supporting state funding for the implementation of the Bel Air Mountain Ski Center Unit Management Plan, full build-out alternative. Will someone move it?
Move
by Mr. DeLon. Second? Seconded by Mr. Litz. All right. Peter?
Well, it's in support of the project, and also, for those that don't know, $20 million that was earmarked for High Mountain is now being sent to Whiteface Mountain.
Okay.
So the other part is we'd like to try and get that back, and I've been talking with different businesses to see if I'm getting involved in this. And when I'm up in Albany, I'm going to talk to Senator Seward's office and a couple of others to see about getting them involved also, because ORDA, the Olympic Regional Development Agencies.
You got
that
it.
Money, that money comes from the state. So it should have been promised to go to High Mount, and it was arbitrarily moved, and I don't know how that happened. I have the names of those on the committee. I'm going to reach out to them to find out why the sudden decision and how they voted on it to move it.
Okay.
Considering it was already, from what I understand, earmarked for High Mountain.
Okay. We have any other further questions for?
Well, I do have a question. So was the full build out ultimately, I mean, just to remind us, was the full build out rejected by
no.
the, okay.
The full build out of the project, Crossroads Ventures, mm-hmm. there's a variance that has not been answered as mm-hmm. of yet.
Okay.
They should have had an answer last week, but I understand that it's going to come last month, but it's going to be, they held it over for a month.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't give a reason, from what I understand. But hopefully this month it will come out. Privately, I spoke to people. Two are in favor of it, two are not in favor of it, and somebody's on the fence. So we're waiting to see where that's going to go.
Okay.
All right, so it's
but as we all know, this is like the biggest project in the history of Ulster County, and it would do wonders for the entire county. Okay, that's all I'm going to say.
So, I mean, just another question about this resolution.
Go ahead.
How is it that we have a role in, if this is just memorializing?
It's a memorializing right? resolution.
Okay.
It's supporting the project,
okay.
it's supporting the move.
Memorializing.
So, how do we feel about memorializing resolutions?
We won't get into that right now. We don't want to get into that one. That said, it
I can tell you this much.
Yes, Pete.
People have spoken to me about the question why Orange County can have a project like Legoland being built down there, and we cannot get a project that's a simple, nice resort built in Orange County.
All right, so.
They also have half our tourism per capita.
Actually, that's actually true. We do quite well on tourism. That said, are there any further questions for Mr. Warren?
Nope.
Any further questions? No. Okay. All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. All right. Good enough. Thank you, Mr. Warren.
Thank you.
All right, we have resolutions 50 and 51. We can take them in as a block if you so wish. Committee members?
Sure.
All right.
I'll make a motion to block them.
All right, moved. Seconded by?
Second.
So moved by Mr. Litz, seconded by Mr. Lapp. We're blocking together 50 and 51. Before we go too far, though, just it should be noted that the link and the loop are probably, if not the most successful programs that we have in terms of transit, if not the entire county, it's a model for other counties. It really is something special, and it's something I'm still very proud to say happened under our tenure previously. So, Mr. Cornell?
I just wanted to also add to that. I'm sorry to interrupt. With regard to the loop, there was some confusion with the town supervisor, since two members of New Falls, I want to let you know. He saw the contract got larger, and he assumed that would cause a higher share from the local, and it's not the case. The ridership is up significantly, which has offset the increased cost. So there's not an additional cost to New Paltz, but he had sent an email. He was concerned about it. I thought we clarified it with him in case you hear anything.
Okay.
So really, it's because ridership is up so much. That's
okay.
why.
Right. Yeah. Is this above and beyond the motion that we, or the resolution we passed to continue Saturdays?
This is for, if memory serves, this is the baseline for the entirety of the year.
Right.
This is the actual agreement.
Are they going to come back and ask for the additional funds like they did this past year to run the bus on Saturdays?
I believe this contract includes the money for Saturdays. This is 100% state money. I believe this particular contract includes the money for the Saturdays that we added last year.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So the moved and seconded to be able to vote on both of them. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, great. All right. So under new business, next month I will probably be bringing forward a resolution on a policy with regards to parcels that the county takes in through an NREM. This is actually an oldie but a goodie, something that I actually wrote back in 2007, oddly enough, that we're sort of dusting off to begin to have that conversation. So.
And it was actually adopted as an element of the office space plan, which is a comprehensive plan.
Okay, so it's
for Ulster County. It's an element of Ulster County, so comprehensive plan. So
we still all have a comp plan.
In any event,
that said,
it requires that all parcels that go up for auction be reviewed first.
Yep.
And that didn't get carried over with the changeover.
No. So it's one of those things where we did it for 2 years. We did it in 07 and in 08. And it sort of, I think, got lost in the soup by 09.
To fill you in. And it's beneficial because things like Chautauqua Lake, which came up, and other opportunities
over the years,
to knit together green ways, so to speak.
In Orange County, the Department of Planning reviews the development and notifies nonprofits, municipalities, and interesting pieces. Unfortunately, in Orange County, and I don't know if this is throughout the state, but those properties can only be pulled by municipalities, not by nonprofits, not by a land trust.
Mm-hmm.
So
not by what?
A land trust.
Oh.
So
please look into that.
Hello. All right, under old business at this time, I'm going to, I will move to postpone since I involve both of them. Postpone resolution 170 and 326. 170 is updating also tomorrow, and 326 is, the policy for bus advertising. So second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Berkey, thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And not to kick the can down the road, Mary, can we make sure we actually find out when we're supposed to meet for also tomorrow? And then can you actually, we actually never established a full committee, did we, on bus advertising?
We requested information just when Bob DiBella was retiring, and we wanted to get...
I gave the chairman all that information back in December. But he
gave chairman who?
Maloney.
Oh, I didn't get it.
Yeah,
okay. we did not get it done.
I said I would provide it by the end of the month, and I sent him an email and everything. So
can we get a copy of that?
Sure. I thought we agreed that he would distribute it. But, yeah.
Mr. Vice Chairman, I'll make a motion for
adjournment. Second.
Thank you. Aye.
If you really want to vote on the motion to adjourn, all of you say aye.
We'll just have to stay here to move adjournment.
Yes, you see, if we all leave, then we lose quorum.
Why,
once you lose quorum, the meeting's adjourned automatically.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Okay, what is all that? The mail?
Yeah, it came out of my mailbox.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have a bunch of that, too.
Because that's never happened since I've been here, so that's why we're here.
There you go. But he recused, so I don't know. I'm
going to
put recused.
I always write it right over here, on the side.
How's that? Well, what? I just put it there.
I should say, just to correct the minutes that are, and the notes, that I worked for them on a contract last year. I expect to continue this year.
Okay.
Because I said I worked, but I expect to continue, which is why I feel that there's a conflict, a potential conflict.
Got it.